We need to learn to cherish all living beings, because this is the best method to make ourselves and others happy, and the best method to solve our own and others' problems. We learn to cherish others by contemplating the innumerable ways in which others help us, and thereby recognizing their kindness. For example, our body is the result of the kindness of our parents and all those who have been involved in feeding it, clothing it, protecting it. Our skills and abilities all come from the kindness of others, although we normally think we developed them on our own. If we check, we had to be taught how to eat, how to walk, how to talk, how to read and write, how to speak our language. So, for example, you are able to listen to this teaching because you understand what is being said through the kindness of others. Also, if we think of all the facilities we take for granted, our house, cars, roads, our shops, schools, hospitals, the internet. Where did they come from, all these facilities that we use every day? They are produced solely through others' kindness. So we may argue that some of the people who help us have no intention of doing so. So how can we call them kind? We receive benefit from their actions. So from our point of view, this is a kindness. Rather than focusing on their motivation, which in any case we do not know, we should focus on the practical benefit we receive. So this is a wonderful way of recognizing the kindness of others. Everyone who contributes in any way towards our happiness and well-being is deserving of our gratitude and respect. In fact, if we think about it, if we had to give back everything that others have given to us, we would have nothing left at all. Again, we might argue, yes, but I pay good money for the things in my life. I work hard at my job to get the money to buy these things. But again, if we check more carefully, where does our job come from? Where do the skills that we need to engage in our job come from? They come from the kindness of others. Thinking in these ways, we come to the most wonderful conclusion. It is a correct view, a view coming from wisdom that will lead to happiness for ourselves and others. What is this view? Wherever we look, we find only the kindness of others. Wherever we look, we find only the kindness of others. We are all interconnected in a web of kindness from which it is impossible to separate ourselves. Everything we have and everything we enjoy, including our very life, is due to the kindness of others. In fact, every happiness there is in the world arises as a result of others' kindness. Also, if we think about our inner development, about our own self-improvement, where we try to develop qualities of giving, patience, love, compassion, etc., which is the real meaning of our life, we can only develop these qualities in dependence upon other living beings. How can we learn to love with no one to love? How can we practice giving with no one to give to? Or how can we practice patience with no one to irritate us? So we can think the irritating people in our life are actually showing us kindness. They're either showing us how little patience we have, or they're helping us to develop patience and love just by appearing in our life. So we can think in these ways how kind others are to us. Contemplating the innumerable ways in which others help us, we make a firm decision. I must cherish all living beings because they are so kind to me. Based on this determination, we develop a feeling of cherishing, a sense that all living beings are important and that their happiness and freedom are also important. We try to mix our mind single-pointedly with this feeling and maintain it for as long as we can without forgetting it. Then, as we go about our busy day, we try to maintain this mind of love so that whenever we meet or remember someone, we naturally think, this person is important. This person's happiness and freedom matter. So I'd like to encourage us all. Perhaps today we can apply this special wisdom, thinking, wherever I look, I find only the kindness of others. Do some scientific research and see how holding this view changes everything for the better. I have taken this teaching from the book How to Transform Your Life by Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, which he is giving to the world as his gift, as a free ebook in many different languages. You may wish to read this section for yourself.